Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yes. All right, it's 2:30. It's time to talk to the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cor. He's brought to you by Arbella Insurance. Alex joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. Alex, how you doing, man? It's Luke, Christian, and Mego.
Doing good. How are you guys?
What's up? Good. Listen, I got to ask you about last night. Obviously, tough second inning from Nate and the way he's been throwing the ball. I know that that's a good lineup. I don't know what you saw from Nate. You saw something different. And, you know, me and others, whatever. When I see some grid pitcher getting hit hard like that, even with a good lineup, I start thinking that I got something on this guy because it was like a historic inning. What did you see from him?
I mean, if you look at last year too, you know, they put a good at bats against him. I know he pitched well in the playoffs, but if you look at the numbers, is eye opening. I think it's 81 at bats, 30 hits, 11 doubles, and 6 homers. So it's a combination of a lot of things. Obviously, there's a lot of work to do, but as you know, Nate is one of the best pitchers at throwing, you know, 2 strikes in his first 3 pitches. Offensively, they're one of the most aggressive teams in the league, and they put good swings early, and they do damage early. So it's a lot of things didn't work our way, right? And they hit the ball in the air. You know, the stadium, Fenway yesterday, was playing very small, and, you know, that didn't happen to us.
Do you guys do, like in football, you know, after a bad loss, the coach will take the football and they'll like have like a ceremony where they bury the football? This has got to be something where you just have to be like, sometimes it just happens. You know what? Let's not let it affect the next game, right? Because, I mean, sometimes crazy things do happen.
Yeah, we win the game tonight and you win the series, right? And that's the goal every time we play the opposition. So there's certain days that, you know, is club soda and vodka, mm-hmm. and others is beers, you know? And yesterday it felt like a beer night, you know, like just a few. And I mean, we've been playing so many close games that yesterday, for the first time in a while, he felt that it got out of hand. And actually, offensively, he didn't feel that way, right? Like we're swinging the bat wells, and we had first and third with less than 2 outs, and it just felt like, hey, it might be a special night in Fenway, but it wasn't. But you just turn the page right away, start working. He started working already for the one on Sunday, just to look at some information and his videos and all that. And us, you know, there's a lot of people here working outside and you know, taking batting practice and get ready for tonight.
Speaking of batting practice, so Trevor Story's been heating up a bit at the plate. He got that solo home run on Monday. What's his process been like trying to find his way here in Boston, and what's the work that you've been seeing from him behind the scenes?
I just do believe everything starts with the fastball. You got to, you know, whatever you do offensively, you got to be ready for it. And he's been off for a while. In Atlanta, he put some good swings. In Texas, he did too. And he's seen the ball a lot better. It looks like he's not trying to cover the whole plate. He's actually trying to shoot the ball up the middle, and it's giving him good results. You see the quality of the at-bats. When you see guys taking their walks, it means that obviously they're controlling the strike zone, and you know, the last 7 or 8 days, he's done a really good job offensively.
We're talking to Alex Cora. Alex, you know what, 36 games into the season. When you look out at that bullpen, are you at the time of year now where you're starting to identify roles? Like, you've seen enough from guys, you're starting to identify who you want in certain games, leading, losing, whatever it might be now?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that, because of certain situations, we haven't been able to have the full structure out there or the full arms. You know, we want Tanner to go multiple innings, and then, you know, Rich gets COVID and he has to start. Then the off days in between the series, you know, in Atlanta and Texas. But, you know, you see Shriver, what he brings to the equation. You see Strami, what he does. And Tanner, obviously, he can go multiple innings and we can bring him late in games. You know, Jason, you know, Digman has thrown the ball okay. I know the walks are part of this, but yesterday was a good inning for him. Regardless of the you know, the score, it was a good slider, a good fastball. So I think we're where we want to be as far as the structure. Now it's a matter of, you know, have the lead after the sixth inning and just bring the guys that we're going to use and close games.
You mentioned Tanner Houck. I heard some people suggest that maybe he should be the guy in the back end of that bullpen, but wouldn't that be concerning as far as matchups late? Now you start getting into benches, and now maybe you lose that advantage right on right, and because he's probably maybe seeing nothing but lefties if this is a guy you use to close?
Well, I mean, we got three lefties, you know, that we can actually use before or after him. You know, we're not saying, you know, use him, you know, we're not.
But I'm talking about the ninth.
No closer right now, right? Yeah. I mean, I agree with you as far as, like, you know, Rich Hill starts. There's going to be a bunch of righties. You bring Tanner right away, and he's going to get his matchups. And even if they pinch hit early with lefties, it plays into our hand. So that's what we add, and I think it makes sense, you know. And he's done a good job against lefties, I believe. You know, it's just a matter of the start getting the swing and misses on the slider. That's one of the things that we're looking at. But as far as, like, the mix and match with the three lefties and the righties that we have with Tanner and Shriver and obviously Hansel, I think we're in good shape.
So we're talking to Alex Cora, manager of the Boston Red Sox. And so you talk about the structure, so you feel like you're getting that structure. And part of that structure, I'm assuming, is Nick Pivetta. You know, so he had he didn't have the best April, but in May he's pitching pretty well. What's been the biggest difference for him from April and then the three starts that he's had in May?
Well, we always talk about his mechanics. He was off in spring training and he was off early during the season, his first three and a half. There was a start against Toronto that he kind of like found his rhythm. He did some work in between starts and it kind of like took off. And when his mechanics are good, they're sound, the fastball starts playing. And he can control the breaking ball. He has a better slider this year than last year, it feels like, the last few outings. But everything with him is with the fastball. And regardless if it's 91 or 95, it plays. And it has carry. He has good extension. And it's what makes him a good pitcher. And the last two, he's been very solid. Here against the White Sox, he was only throwing, 90, 91? And he got people out with his fastball. And then the last one in Texas, he had a better fastball and he did a good job. Tonight is a good fastball hitting team, but he pitched well against them last year. He was able to mix his curveball early in the count and able to expand with the fastball later on. So hopefully that plan works and we can get the W.
Alex, this one's a little outside the box, so bear with me. But watching the Celtics Heat last night, they went on a little bit of a tangent about Pat Riley, of course, somebody who won as a player, a coach, a president. You've notched a couple of those on your belt. Would you ever see yourself going towards a GM direction, you know, front office and trying to win in there?
This is 3 days in a row talking about the same subject.
You feel like they're trying to push you out?
It feels that way, yeah. You know what? I love the game. I love what I do. I love managing here in this city. But, you know, my boys they turn 5 in July. And it's going to get to the point, just like Lou, right, that, you know, you want to be part of Little League or basketball or football, whatever they decide to do, you want to be a part of it. I don't see myself managing as long as Tito, Tony, Mike Socha, those guys,
Dusty Baker.
I respect them, but it's very hard.
Yeah.
And can you imagine be here in Boston for 20 years doing this?
No.
it's not easy. It's not easy. But one of the things that I always intrigues me is building a team. And, you know, I was a GM in winter ball in Puerto Rico. I was the GM for our national team in the last WBC 2017. So we'll see. Time will tell what I'll do in the sport. You know, I'm always going to be around. But one thing for sure is I'm not going to be the guy that works, you know, as a manager for 20 years.
Alex, I wanted to ask you about JD Martinez because I know a lot of people talking about guys at the end of the year, what's going to happen. And I feel like he doesn't get enough respect for who he is and what he does and the type of hitter he is. How important is that guy, not just in your lineup, but in your locker room with these hitters?
Yeah, he's the voice down there. He's the one that when we're going over scouting reports and we talk about what they're going to try to do, he always has something for the guys. And, you know, he helps Rafi so much and Xander on what they're trying to accomplish. And, you know, everybody gets caught up on this whole thing about free agency and all that. If you think about it, he had, what, 3 opt-outs in his contract?
Yeah.
And he performed, you know, like for him, that's part of the business. That's part of what, you know, he agreed to when we signed him in 2018. And he knows his only job is to show up every day, prepare, go out there and try to execute his plan. And whatever happens, happens. You know, the results are there. You see it, but he doesn't live and die with the result. He actually lives and die with the preparation and the process. And I'm very proud of him. He's one of these guys that, just like David, you know, that they only have one job to do. It's to show up every day and hit and try to help the offense. And, you know, since 2018, he's been a force here. The way he goes about it is awesome to manage him. And he's one of the good guys in the clubhouse.
All right, last one for all of us. So what's the deal with everybody, you guys shooting these fake $100 bills from the laundry cart after home runs? What is that about?
It's just the other day I was going, you know, like trying to get some stuff for the kids in Amazon and just ran into this. And, you know, like we're trying to get money, you know, we always try to get money. We're always thinking about October and playoff share and all that stuff. So it was kind of like an inside joke that we got going. And, you know, I think it's
so you
one of the
them.
Things that the team. Yeah, I did.
That's awesome. That's great.
Actually, I did, yeah. I shave, I got the guns, I don't know. Whatever helps the guys to get going, I'll do it.
All right, Alex. Well, listen, you can get this one tonight. You can take the series and kind of move on from there. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Well, you got game 2 tomorrow and game 3 Saturday, right?
That is true. Sir. Yes, sir. Got a bunch of them this weekend.
Let's push the Saturday game to 1 o'clock so we can make it at 8 over there. You know?
There you go. If they switch it, we know what the idea was. All right, take it easy.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.